Show on Live Local First, 790 KFGO and KFGO.com.
The Minnesota Twins, Pinto, are a collection of geniuses unlike any other collection of geniuses in Major League Baseball today. Do you know why I say that on this Wednesday afternoon?
I am not entirely sure why you say this.
Because they signed Kendrys Morales. And did you see what he's done today already for the Minnesota Twins against the Toronto Blue Jays?
I didn't get a chance.
He has
been
like
running around.
Two doubles. He's driven in
what?
A whole bunch of runs. He's hitting the ball all over the ballpark. The Minnesota Twins are utter and complete geniuses. Kendrys Morales is going to be the key, Pinto, to another World Series title. I am big time today.
Whoa.
On the Minnesota Twins bandwagon.
Ooh.
They might be two games below 500 or three games below 500 until they win today's game. But by goodness, by October, they're going to be in the World Series.
Because of Kendrys Morales.
And Phil Hughes. He's not too bad either. They're also a genius because they signed Phil Hughes.
Okay.
Who has like 9 strikeouts today in 7 innings of work.
Right.
He's fantastic.
Yeah, I don't know about the whole World Series thing. What happened today? Did you eat something? Are you feeling okay? I mean, you're so happy and upbeat. It's a little different for you.
It's only 2:12. That'll change.
Okay.
Give me like a half hour.
Sorry.
I'm on the roller coaster. I'm on that whole deal.
Up and down.
Yeah, absolutely. That's what a roller coaster does. You got it. Oh, and by the way, I need to tell listeners that they need to stick around until 4 p.m. for the 4-pack because something special between you and I is going to happen at 4 p.m. That's all I'll say. You have no idea what I'm talking about because we did not go over this in our pre-production meeting.
No.
But there's going to be something special that happens at 4 o'clock. Okay?
Oh, okay.
Folks, welcome to the Wednesday edition of the Mike McFeely Show on the Mighty 790 KFGO. I have in studio a smiling face who has no idea what I'm doing right now. Her name is Sarah Watson. She's with Mosaic Foods. That's Mezzaluna. That's Mosaic Catering. And most importantly, to me anyway, that's the new restaurant that's going into downtown Moorhead in the old John Alexander's building. Sarah Watson, welcome to the Mike McFeely Show. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. Can I stick around till 4 too?
Absolutely.
Just kidding.
Yeah, well, absolutely. I just
want to see what's going to happen.
You know what you could do? You could take over for Shauna
yeah.
and read the markets and do the weather.
No, that's a bad dream. I don't know what that means.
First of all, as a resident of the Minnesota side of the river, and I'm a fan of Fargo and Moorhead and West Fargo and Duluth, I love living in this area. That's why I've been here for 30 years. I want to say thank you and congratulations for you and your husband deciding to open a new restaurant in Moorhead. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for the support. We're, as you know, we love Fargo and downtown Fargo and West Fargo, the whole area too, but we live in Moorhead and our kids go to school in Moorhead. This has been something we've had in the back of our minds for a while, and so the opportunity came up, and I really love that building.
The Kassenborg block just off of Main Avenue, right across the bridge there.
Yes, it's awesome.
It's fantastic. And we kind of had to hold off on talking a lot about this because we needed to make sure that the Moorhead City Council on Monday said, yes, you can have some tax credits, you can have a little incentive here to do business in Moorhead, and they did that without even a question because they want you to come over to Moorhead. And so now we can talk about it. This is a big deal.
Now we can talk about it. Yes. Yeah. They're very supportive. Most everyone we've talked to is very supportive. So
that's good.
We're excited.
So give us the details. The name of the restaurant is going to be?
The name is going to be Rustica Eatery and Tavern. If you've been in the space, it is definitely kind of split into two. So one side will be the eatery, the other side will be the tavern. However, excellent food and drinks will be offered in both.
And what does Rustica mean? What does this restaurant, what's the theme of it going
to
be?
Yeah, it has a lot of the exposed brick and beautiful woodwork in there. Our idea behind Rustica is that we're going to a more simplistic, rustic cuisine, a lot of made from scratch products, which we do already, but even more so in this new place. Homemade pastas, mortar and pestle type of sauces, sliced to order dried beefs, sliced to order Serrano ham. We're also hoping that it'll evolve into kind of a Spanish, Italian, American fusion cuisine, which
sounds very confusing to me. And I watch the Food Network all the time, so you need to explain what this means to me.
It'll have an old European feel to it, but yet with familiar foods that we all like here. We'll have our beef tips, our half roast chicken. The homemade pastas. We'll also have paella and Mediterranean.
You're going to have paella?
Of course.
Oh, fantastic.
We'll have a lot of that. And it's kind of Spanish-y.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Italian things. Not to be confused with Mexican, though that might show up somewhere.
Well,
I don't know.
You're,
you never know.
You're fusing these things all together, it all might just turn out to be a big fusion party over there.
Eric calls the place Mezzaluna's Spanish cousin across the river.
But that was too long to fit in the sign, so you went with Rustica, right?
Rustica, Eatery and Tavern. That'll work.
I've also heard a rumor, Sarah, that you're going to maybe put in a pizza oven of some kind. Is that right?
Yeah.
It would be a wood-fire pizza
oven? Wood-fire pizza oven over in the tavern. So that will be... there's one kitchen space in the whole building, so we thought that would help alleviate some of the stress on the cooks back there in that kitchen. So we'll have somebody out there in the public, in the bar, making pizzas to order or... You know, whatever we might throw on that menu.
How big is it going to be? I've been in the building before when it was John Alexander's and Wano's next door.
Yep.
John Alexander's, not a huge space the times I was in there, and I enjoyed my time in there. It's a gorgeous space, and Juan did a good job over there. But how big is the space going to be? How many people can be in this place at once?
Right. I think over on the John Alexander side, we have roughly thought 60 to 70 in there. That's if the bar is full.
Okay.
The other side will be a few more than that. When it's full, we're going to expand that bar, knock out the wall in the middle, separating the two spaces that are currently there. So we have more construction going on over there. That side probably won't open until the fall, October maybe.
I was going to ask, what's the timeline here? Are we talking what to get open, first of all, and then when you're all going to be set going 100 miles an hour?
Right. We'll open the John Alexander side, the eatery. We'll open that hopefully by the end of July. We're moving fast
now. Well, it's fast. That's quick, isn't it?
Yeah.
Holy man.
Right.
Okay. And then the other part, you're talking October.
In the fall, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And let me ask the key question that many listeners are asking to themselves right now. What's the price point going to be? What are we going to pay at Rustica to have a meal and a couple of cocktails?
Right. You know, it'll probably be, the appetizers and the barish sort of menu will be, less than $10. And then the entrees, that sort of thing, will probably vary between 10 and 25, depending what you order. It will be, have you been to Mezzaluna, our dining room menu?
Yep.
It'll be a lower price point than the dining room menu over there.
A little more casual, little lower price point.
Right. But the bar menu at Mezzaluna is pretty hard to beat. That's, $7 happy hours. We'll probably do something we'll do something pretty awesome like that over at Rustica. So.
Sarah Watson, a restaurateur here in Fargo-Moorhead, and her husband Eric, they're with Mosaic Foods. That's Mosaic Catering and Mezzaluna downtown Fargo. We're talking about their new restaurant. Very excited going into downtown Moorhead as early as late July for part of it. And then the other part, she said, into October. How do you come up with this stuff? I mean... You and your husband, clearly very creative people, very, let's try this, let's do that, maybe we should do that, that type. Do you do this over the dinner table or
over we do,
martinis at Mezzaluna? How do you come up with this stuff?
I think I usually tell people we're lucky we're married to each other because we tend to talk about food all the time or new themes. We have some very good friends that we travel with, and the whole vacation revolves around where we're going to eat next. We might hit six restaurants in one day, or something. Jeez. So we have a creative team around us, and it's not just Eric and I. We just enjoy these discussions and enjoy following food trends and different things around the world. So when opportunities like this come up, It's a lot of fun to work on menus and concepts.
I was just going
to
say it would be fun. Yeah. And I don't know anything about food. I know I like to eat food and I can cook things in the kitchen and I watch those guys on Guy Fieri Guy or whatever on TV all the time. But it must just be a blast to sit down and just go, let's do this, let's do that, and let's put this in the menu. I'd have fun doing that.
You should come to our menu cutting. You'd think that was really, you'd enjoy it.
You'd get a lot of ideas for macaroni and cheese for me. That's what you'd do.
Well, that's okay. Things you can do with pasta.
Absolutely, I like that.
That's one of my ideas for this wood fire pizza, good things on toast. It's great. Like, what kind of sandwich can you make?
It'd be tremendous. So, what's your background? Explain your background. Yep. How did you end up in Fargo-Moorhead doing all this cool stuff with food? And we've talked about this so many times before in this program, that at one point, in Fargo, downtown was a tumbleweed wasteland, and fast food was our version of high cuisine in Fargo-Moorhead.
Right.
But that has changed, and you've been a big part of that.
Yeah.
How did you end up here, and what's your background?
Well, I grew up here. I grew up on a farm near Glendon, and then I went to college, the University of Minnesota in Minneapolis, and worked in restaurants and different kinds of restaurants there. I have an art history degree from there, which led me to the food world.
Makes perfect sense.
I worked in restaurants.
From A to B, absolutely,
right? Yeah. But I actually, the art background really helped me enjoy the back of the house, the kitchen, the creative process behind cooking an excellent plate, a menu, you know, developing menus. So after a few years, I decided to go to culinary school in Colorado, and which is where I met Eric. That's where he's from. So we both studied at the Colorado Mountain Culinary Institute and trained in the Keystone Resort, Vail Resort whole mm-hmm. area. Worked there for a few years and, you know, after two kids, decided we really wanted to be back to this community. So made our way back here and, you know, 10 years ago, when Mosaic is 10 years old. So.
Jeez, really? Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So could you and Eric compete on Iron Chef America? Are you that high level of culinary experts?
You know, Eric could. I don't have any desire to do that. It makes me nervous. I'll cut my finger. But Eric could do that. Yeah.
Do you ever have items on a menu, you know, when you brainstorm for all the stuff, let's try this, let's do that, that just don't work very well?
Yes. That happens a lot.
Does it?
You know? And it's something that we may think is fantastic, that we're so excited about. Even sometimes our staff is behind it. Everybody likes it. We taste it in a staff meeting, and it just isn't, you know, it just doesn't go over. So we take it off the menu. And sadly, we'll make that one at home.
That's one way of listening to customers. In the end, customers are going to speak with their pocketbooks or their wallets. They're going to say, we don't want this and we do want that.
Yeah.
Even though it's a hot dog wrapped in a crescent roll, by gosh, we want that at our restaurant. And they'll keep buying it. But do they give you suggestions in other ways? They say, you know what you should try? You should try this because I saw it or I mm-hmm. tried it when I was on vacation in Dallas. We tried a great restaurant and they had this in the menu. You should check that out.
We love that. Yeah, we do get that once in a while. It's always nice because then that even like sparks our interest in something new or checking it out. Pretty soon if somebody tells us about a restaurant they were at, you know, we're looking at the website. Like, what was cool about that? You know, what do they do? What's on their menu?
Yeah.
Why would that customer bring it up to us? You know, so it must have been pretty great.
What's been the most popular menu item that you guys have ever done?
Oh, gosh, that's hard. You know, a lot of our seafood, the crab stuffed walleye is probably the best seller ever. If that comes off our menu, we'll get complaints. So I do know that for sure. There are things, you know, what I found with a lot of our Mezzaluna customers, is people come in and we have a lot of regulars and they come in for a specific thing. So even if we try to get creative and try to sell them something else, there's always, they're like, well, I came here for that burger.
Oh, okay.
You know, that's what I want. Or
yeah,
the steak. This is what I want. You know, that sounds really great, but this is what I've been craving all day long.
Okay.
So
last question, I'll let you go.
Yeah.
If somebody's going to take a vacation based on food in the United States of America, and you want to go to the city where you can try 20 different great restaurants in a 3-day weekend, what is that city?
We just did that in New York.
Oh, well, then that makes sense. I was thinking either New York or
New York
San
City,
Francisco.
San Francisco. Yeah. That was my other one. Yeah. Yep. There's many cities I'd like to travel to and do that, but those are my first two that come to mind.
Okay, perfect. Yeah. Sarah, thank you. It's Rustica.
Rustica.
It's going to open in late July with the second part of it opening in October. It's on the Kassenborg block in downtown Moorhead. And again, thank you and congratulations.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me here.
You bet. Sarah Watson, Mosaic Foods, LLC.